Welcome to Dummies with Dice. This is our master.
This is a player-friendly podcast with cussing and stuff, so be warned.
Triggers!
Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm that are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, and where they must survive and try to find a way back home. You go first.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin seems to like going against her better judgment. In this new world, she learns she's not ashamed of her stealing.
Hey, Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old, drug-addicted, level 3 barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, his favorite color is magenta.
Magenta.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tucker here. I play as Fleastick Sock Jelly. I'm the hobo trash master, cleric of the god Rumpke. I am a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, I was a dumpster baby. Suck on it.
Suck on it.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he won 5 light heavyweight titles in his early 20s.
He's a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad zombie boy.
My name is Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master. And my fun fact is, toilet paper is thought to have first been produced in the late 800s AD in China. So before that, they were just going to use their hands.
No, yes. they used leaves.
Come on.
I think the Romans used a sponge or a stick. It was a public sponge, though.
No, shared
butt sponge.
Yeah,
honestly, just sounds like a good time.
You could find a natural bidet.
Yep. Is that where dingleberries came from? You kind of just rolled it into a ball in your butt crack.
Imagine
the bucket they dipped it in again.
Oh my god! Hopefully, they fetch fresh bucket water.
It's a little brown sponge.
All right. So, where we left off last episode, you guys were thrown into a fighting pit full of blood and death. Orcs have jumped in. There's an anti-magic ring around it. Let me look at your guys' initiatives of what we had, because that's where we're going to leave off. Oh yeah, Fleastick, you had tried to call your spiritual hammer and realized that magic could not be used in this ring. So you still have your action, because that was a bonus action, and it is your turn.
We got one guy left, right?
Yes, there's one orc standing face to face with you.
Come on, let me, I'm going to clip stab him.
Flap his
you ready?
Flap ready.
Oh yeah, but first I'm going to do my potion.
That's a bonus action.
Okay, so I'll wait my next turn.
Yeah.
Shoot.
What is
8 and 6?
8, 6, 14.
Wait, that is 8. Oh, never mind, that's a 2. Sorry. That's an 8.
That will not hit. You said 8?
Okay. I swing and I swish around like a helicopter, realizing I make no contact.
He's like, you nervous from not having any health?
Where is my spirit?
Well,
now I run away from him.
That would be an opportunity attack if you move away from him or you engage. So.
Don't I have like a buffer against that or something?
I don't know. I don't think so. I know, though.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But speaking of being low on health, he's going to hit you with a great axe.
No!
Say 16 plus 5.
Oof. No, that's a miss.
A miss.
Yeah, you wish. All right.
You wish.
Oh, you got lucky. 3 damage.
Oof.
Lucky, you said.
Living on the edge.
He said, that's a miss with a 21. That's a miss.
A butt cheeks.
Kelly?
I need help.
No butt cheeks.
No, I was just showing you. Let's see.
4 butt cheeks.
What's Fleastick look like right now? How's he looking?
Bad.
Real bad?
Yeah, he's at like a fifth of his health.
Bleeding out the mouth.
I'm crawling on the ground.
Well, a fourth of his health.
The orc really, really, really loved doing that. And now it's Archie's turn, so
Archie. Archie, go kick him in the one that's on flea stick.
Kick him in the nuts for me.
That's what we got.
And get I'm going to...
Get him, get got.
Crack his fucking skull open. Do it.
Do it for me, Archie.
Watch, I'm going to freaking
backflip it into his head.
Oh, wow, yep.
What?
4 plus 5, 9.
That will not hit.
This is a beast.
You bastard.
He's got a luck ring on.
But we're fucked, bud.
Yep, I'm dead. Time to start a new character.
Bonus action.
Dude, Crystal, your turn.
Fuck ours. You guys Save me.
You guys don't need to worry about,
Reckless attack.
You got a Duke Crystal here.
Help me, Dookie.
I will use my Warhammer two-handed reckless attack.
Help me, Duke. You're my only hope.
That's a crit.
Really?
Yay! Yeah, so double damage.
Nice. Okay, I'd say he...
You want to just call him dead? You want me to roll it
out? You can roll it, but... Okay. We'll see how violently you overdo him so you can describe how you kill this guy.
Oh, that one wasn't bad. That would be six damage. We'll do it again. 7. So 12 plus 6. So there's... Yeah. 18.
Yeah, he's super, super, super dead.
And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you kill him? The last one of these orcs.
I don't know. We'll call it a right in the sternum shot. Just stop the heart.
And they did the heart.
Yeah.
They'll give him the Thor. The Thor to Thanos. Just like,
I'm just picturing just like, kind of like ran up and just did like the left leg outside step and then bam, right in the chest.
Yeah, right in the chest. He's like, put him to the ground with it.
Yep. You should have
made his ribs hit his spine. He's just like,
I like it. Okay, so that was the last of the orcs that jumped in after you. But as you cut that one down, the orctagon, he stands up and he goes, "There we go. That's the blood we like to see. We like to see blood of all kinds." He goes, "Let's get some more blood in there." And you see two more orcs jump in and two goblins hop in.
Ooh, they got
yes, little minions.
And we're going to roll initiative for these guys. We'll roll with the same initiative for you guys as we already had.
Lane.
So,
Lane, why are you upset there, Archie?
Because I'm last.
Ooh,
okay. It's a butterfly bush.
Pretty yellow.
All right. So, Duke, you took your action and attacked. Anything else you wanted to do? No? On your turn?
Destroy the wall with the gems.
Yeah, well, was that be an action, probably?
It would be to attack, if you're going to do, like, an attack action. Yes. To, like, run over and hit him, or...
What about... rip it off the wall?
To rip it off the wall, I would say probably an action. Because that would be, like, a strength action to grab it and use an object classified as.
I don't think as much I can do, really.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll just move over toward it.
You're going to move towards...
The crystal, the one that...
North south
crystal,
or east?
I guess.
Okay, yeah. North. Okay, so there is a goblin standing right in front of it. So you're going to move up to that goblin right there ahead of it. He dropped down from the stadium, like, right there in front of it. And you see a goblin to the west, about 15 feet from you, drop down. And two orcs to the... One to the southwest and one to the southeast on the other side of the ring that dropped down.
Well, I'll get as close as I can without getting smacked in the face.
Okay. Then next up is Miss Muffin. Your turn, pal.
Which one am I closest to?
There is a goblin to the north, about 10 feet. Duke Crystal's on him. Archie's right behind Duke. Flea Stick's to the right of Duke. There is an orc south from you, about 10, 15 feet. Another orc southwest.
I'm going to have faith that I can go the 10 feet to the goblin closest to me. And
the one that Duke is already fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm in my cloak and I'm invisible, so I'm going to sneak up.
You are not invisible.
Why?
Because you used it and then attacked. You're only invisible when you attack, until you attack.
Oh, yeah.
What? Okay. Well, anyways,
You can reinitiate, right?
I'll just use my sneak attack anyways. Well, it's 10 feet. Does it matter?
You can't use sneak attack because you don't have advantage.
Okay, back to Chuck up. I'm just going to run up and jab him right in the neck.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, you can't hurt my friend.
Okay, good. Time out.
13 plus 6.
Dagger.
Shank in the neck.
All right.
Shiv.
Oh, what the hell? Oh, it did. It did act up funky.
Because the goblins aren't down there or anything right now. I just guessed on the north. I figured up was north. So was like,
oh. I'm going to get so good that I'm going to have precision nicking. I'm just going to run up and nick an artery so they bleed out.
That one's dead. So, there we go. Yeah. and then you were actually, you said you were moving up there, so there we go.
Right for that goblin.
Alright, so Miss Muffin, you're going to do your daggering. You rolled what?
I rolled a 13 plus 6.
13 plus 6 to hit?
Yep.
That will hit.
Yo.
Faux show.
Then I rolled 8 damage, yo.
Crazy. 8 damage?
Yeah, so like when I stab him in the neck, it goes straight into his spine.
You did kill him, so that happens.
You hit the off switch.
You hit the off switch. Right to his spine. Himself.
Crunched.
Indeed. And they won't let me click on him. All right. Chewy. Pally wow. Flea stick, your turn.
All right, who's closest?
You got... Oh, no, that one's dead. So you got a goblin that's on the other side of Archie, and then you got two orcs that are down to your southeast. One is 35 feet, and one is 27 feet.
The goblin closest to me?
The orcs are. The goblin is only about 20 feet.
I'll go to the closest orc.
Okay, you can do that.
I'm going to get within 5 feet of him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit him with the eclipse staff.
Hit him with the eclipse staff.
And I hit him because that's a 17 plus 6.
17 plus 6?
Yep.
Okay, when did you go after the orc, right? Okay,
yes, sir.
So this orc is going to use its reaction. And it's going to let out a little roar and say, someone help me out with this! Natural 20. What are the fucking odds?
Fuck you.
One of the little goblins at top, he throws a rock down and hits you and prevents you from landing your attack on him.
Don't I get the dex save against that?
Yeah, actually, do his dex save. Yes, go ahead. It just matters if you got the hit.
19.
Okay, so...
plus your dex.
Plus, yeah, my
yeah,
dex.
So, yeah, you easily jump out of the way, because you did get even higher than his roll of the thing. So.
Still interrupted you, but no damage.
Yeah, still interrupted you, but no damage.
Okay,
you're not gonna take any
that
damage.
Works.
Yeah.
That's fair. That is fair.
All right, that would mean...
Now, I want to use my potion, though, as a bonus action.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Okay, what's that? So, what is it?
2d4 plus 2.
2d4?
Yeah, so roll a d4 twice.
Oh, shit. The pyramid?
Triangle.
Pyramid? Is it different?
Triangle, pyramid, same thing.
I don't know how to read. I guess that's a 2.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 plus 2, so you got 4 health back.
Nice. Take it.
And Orc D's turn. The orc that is up on you, please state.
The Orc D.
Orc D. All right. He's going to swing at you with his great axe.
I dare he.
Is that what he calls it?
I dare he to swing at me with that great axe.
18 plus 5.
Damn.
That, I want. Yeah.
Wow. I want that. I want.
I'm fucking you.
All right. 8 damage.
Fuck you. I'm dead.
Are you down?
Down.
I'm a little close.
Oh, you're close? Okay, so you're not down yet. Alright.
You're trying to kill me, fucker.
You're up on him. You ran up on him.
What am I supposed to do? Hide in the corner and go...
He's fucking gimped.
Okay, so it's the other orc's turn, and he sees the group over there gathered up. He's going to launch a javelin over at Archie.
Fuck him.
That flea stick shot. No, I'm just kidding. Damn, these guys are rolling good. 15 plus 5.
You get a dex save on that, right? Because they're throwing it?
No.
Damn it.
Javelin right in the knee.
Fuck you.
7.
You son of a bitch.
7 damage.
This is horror shit.
Archie, your turn. You just got stuck in the leg with a javelin.
Pull the javelin out of your leg and
I
throw it right back
next
at it.
To me.
Why are you trying to kill us?
There is...
It's my powers to do
you. Who's the javelin?
There is a goblin, yes, about 10 feet to your west.
That's the closest thing to me.
Yes.
All right, well, he's going to get it.
Okay.
He's going to get it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dang it.
What is it?
Freaking, oh, God. What? Why am I spacing? Oh, my God. 12.
12?
Yeah.
Ooh.
On the goblin?
Yeah.
It will not hit.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
This is such bullshit.
Oh, wait. You're cheating.
Yeah, no, it won't hit.
This guy's cheating.
He
gave me freaking dice that don't work.
You have green ones, too.
They're loaded, bro.
Here's your green ones.
All right, so as if perfect timing, Goblin's turn. He's going to use his scimitar to slice you. 8 plus 4. Did I hit you?
What's that?
12.
No.
No? Okay, will not hit. He's going to use his bonus action to disengage. And he's going to move down his movement speed towards the other orc at the other end of the room.
So if I miss my info attack, can I use a bonus action to attack? To try to attack again?
Well, you're unarmed?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to hit to be able to do it.
Or a Fury of Blows, you have to hit first. Actually, I don't know. I probably can't.
If Flurry of Blows costs a bonus action and a key point, then you should be able to do it no matter what.
It's just a bonus action, it's the same thing as a key point.
Flurry of Blows, I think.
Oh, that's not your next step.
Because that'd be your, like, special attack thing. Unarmed Strike doesn't.
Yeah, I guess I could have spent a key point. And did a Fury of Blows.
Okay. But that goblin did move down towards the other orc. So it is now back to the top of the round, Duke Crystal.
Oh, wait, I couldn't try to attack it while I was running away from
it. He disengaged. He has a bonus action. He's able to use Nimble Escape. He's a goblin to disengage. So he does not take.
I'm going to break that northern crystal.
Okay. Yep. Make your attack roll.
18 plus 7, since I'm using the Warhammer, I guess.
Okay, yeah, that would definitely hit the gem. Roll some damage here. Not super high health, but it does have health.
7?
Yeah, actually. Yes, so you swing your Warhammer, and you just shatter that bitch right there into pieces, yeah.
Fuck you,
boss. Fuck you! You can almost hear yelled from the gem.
So the blue crystals blocking the magic's broke?
Two of them.
Just two. We got four. Two more.
Because the dude javelined one on earlier with the natural one.
There's one on each side of the room.
I'm about to go for the one away from all the stuff.
So that was your action, Duke.
You get bonuses.
Miss Muffin.
I'm going to give Flea Stick Sock Jelly my healing potion.
Okay.
She just throws it.
Toss it over to him, I guess? Yeah. I don't know how you really do that.
Catch this, motherfucker. You need it.
I caught it. Natural 20.
Really?
Really? Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I was actually going to do, like, a dex save or something to see if you can catch it, because I didn't want to do the whole, like, attack roll to see if she can throw it at you. I don't know, like, so.
I figured it would, yeah, just be
easier.
Yeah,
so, good shit. You got it. Yeah. That's that, then. That's your turn, Miss Muffin. Please stick. Your turn.
All right. I am taking a healing potion.
Okay. Was it a normal one, Kelly, or was it a greater one?
It's the one that I got when I got the biggie and the healing potion, so I don't really... You didn't regular. Say greater, yeah.
So it's a regular.
Just the D4?
Yeah. 2D4 plus 2.
Damn, I only rolled one last time.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Yeah, 2.
Hurts to forget.
2. So two. 4 plus 2 is 6.
Good. Good health.
Alright, now I'm going to run to... What crystal's away from everybody?
Well, you got an orc still engaged with you. You ran
so I can't disengage?
You can...
I'm not going
to
risk the biscuit.
I was going to say, you can use an action to disengage, but then you wouldn't have an action to attack the gym.
Yeah, so fuck it. So, I'm just going to murk this dude real quick. Okay,
hit him with the...
Eclipse staff right into the cranium.
Okay.
Shit. That's a 17.
Plus?
No, with the plus.
Oh, okay. Alright, yeah, that hits. For right. show. Faux show.
For sure?
For sure, for sure.
It'll be 6 damage.
6 damage? Good hit. Not the greatest hit on him, but it's a good hit.
And now I... Never mind.
Alright.
I passed the torch. Someone save me!
It's Orc D's turn.
Orc D.
Orc D.
Orc D nuts.
Can I
blanket? You can Orc D's nuts.
Cool.
Bonnie. So he's going to. That's not the right character sheet. Hang on. Yeah, swing his axe. That's a natural 1.
And I weave it.
You definitely weave it. He goes to swing the axe, and I'll say he comes down and chops his own toe off. He'll do half.
And I stand there.
So he's going to take two damage from chopping his own toe off with his own axe.
Yeah, he's going to bleed out.
My whole toe. Orky. He's going to make his way over to Archie. He's going to run up on you. You're closest to him.
Fuck him. Okay.
He's going to swing his
grapple
axe.
His ass.
That is a freaking 19 plus
ooh,
5.
Shit.
Better make a strength saving throw.
No.
No.
Nah,
maybe
God.
Not.
Come on, please.
It is 4...
No, it's not.
6 damage.
You don't even know what you're talking about. Oh my God.
It'd be that way.
Alrighty, well, it's my turn, right?
Your turn.
Alright, well, he's getting it.
Getting it? He's in your face, so get giving it. Get it.
Yeah, 15 plus 5. Fuck this motherfucker. Alrighty. D6. 6 plus 3, that's 9. And then I'm going to use a key point to hit him with... Actually, no, I'm just going to do unarmed strike because it's the same damage. So I'm going to do an unarmed strike.
Wait, what was the first set of damage you did?
9. 9 damage with my cane.
Okay.
And then unarmed strike. I have to roll for that again, right?
Yes.
14.
Yes, that will hit.
1d4.
Juan d4?
Juan d4.
He's not dead. Okay, so 4 damage.
4 damage. He's beaten up and he's bleeding. His lips busted. He's smacked around a bit.
Yeah, teach him to fuck with me.
Yeah, Orky.
Yeah,
fuck Orky. With us. Now it is the goblin's turn.
No.
Goblin-y.
And he just watched Archie smack around his orc friend, his big orc pal. He's gonna pull a short bow back and try to shoot you with it.
No.
It's at 11 plus 4.
Son of a bitch.
The hit.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Dead on the money.
He goes, you get away from him, and does a little shot. 8 damage.
Well, I'm dead.
You are down. Dun-dun-dun. Exactly 8 crystals. Damage. So,
unconscious.
Yeah, you are knocked unconscious. Crystal, it is your turn, buddy.
Okay.
Potion of greater healing. Just need to get back conscious.
Kill that dude, try and get away from him.
This is a rough one. I don't know if I'm going to make it out alive. The old man might
die. What's back here? What are these? Oh, these are orcs.
You guys can openly plan.
Okay, I think.
Keep making plans. Make plans.
I'm thinking.
Think of what you would like to do in this treacherous battle.
I think we should bust the crystals quickly. So we could use magic shit?
I gotta cure wounds his ass.
Yeah, I think we should try to get rid of
him. Kind of sees you guys, like, taking a breather while everybody's, like, taking their moments, and they sees Archie get whacked upside the head and fall to the ground. He's like, make your plans, little men. Make your plans. He goes, my men are here for blood. They're gonna get blood. Because you aren't gonna use your magic, and you're nothing without magic.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna move over to the...
You ever heard of blood magic? It's cool. Wanna see it?
Eastern crystal.
Okay.
I'm gonna smash.
Smash.
So I gotta roll.
Attack. Yep.
Hell with it. I'll do a reckless attack.
Advantage, just so you can...
Reckless.
So, 17 to hit?
Yes. It's not incredibly armored.
I didn't think so. I'm looking forward here. Like I'm messing up. Camouflaged. Nice ones. Oof. That is 6 damage.
6 damage? You crack it and you smack it good, but then it kind of bounces off because you just didn't get the right angle and it cracks like deep in it, but it's still faintly glowing.
Urge. Fuck it. Punk ass.
Okay, Miss Muffin, it's your turn. Archie is 10 feet to your west, along with an orc in front of him. Duke is to your east, about 15 feet at the crystal. Fleestick is fighting an orc that is about 30 feet from down to the south, and a goblin to the southwest, about 30 feet, 5 feet.
So the one closest to me
is the one that just knocked Archie unconscious.
Yeah, I'm going to get that one.
Okay.
I'm just going to dagger him. It's the orc, right?
Yes.
And they're huge.
No, I think the goblin's the one that shot me.
Oh, yeah, the goblin shot him, yes. But the orc is still up.
Oh, you're going for the orc.
Yeah, so I'm going to run up and stick my dagger right in his belly button.
Right in his belly button.
Right in the jejunum.
No! 4 plus 6.
Nope.
You twist and shit.
No. You miss.
Dang.
Definitely miss. Aren't you dual-wielding weapons?
I have 2 daggers.
You got one in your offhand, right?
I have one in one hand, one in the other, yeah.
So you can do an offhand attack to do your second attack.
Like, as I'm running, I can throw the other one?
No, stab.
Stab.
That's what I wanted to be doing.
Okay, then, yeah, you gotta roll for that. You gotta roll
and attack. You gotta roll for a stab, and then roll for a stab.
Oh, so I need to roll again.
Yes. Each is their individual.
I just thought about it.
It does less damage.
15 plus 6 for my left-hand stab.
Yeah, but you don't add your ability modifier to the damage, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a normal stab.
Which is kind of still, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So my right-hand stab misses, while my left-hand stab goes...
What'd you get?
15 plus 6.
Yes, that will hit.
1d4 plus 4.
So maybe you just 1d4 because you don't get that plus 4 on the offhand.
Yeah. Okay, so then just 1 damage because I accidentally rolled a 1.
Better than
hey, it's better than missing.
1 damage.
We if you only had one weapon, it would have just been a miss.
Yeah. Okay.
Stabbed him.
You got him.
Left actually, hand. Left
he
hand
cut
hand.
His belly button.
Unless, do you have, let me see this real quick.
Well, it is a plus one blade, isn't it?
I don't know if it's...
Or what's your
no, her normal one's just...
Actually, it would be my normal one, because my plus one's in my right hand, that's for sure.
Weird. Why do you got so many daggers equipped?
She's
fucking psycho.
I do what I want.
She's got like five. She got one in between each of her fingers.
She's Edward Scissorhands.
Yep.
Okay, so that's slasher. Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, you did that. Please stick.
Yeah.
It's your turn, Trash Master. You got the orc still in your face.
Yes.
He's hurt.
Alright, so I'm just gonna slap him with my staff. I'm gonna whip out my staff.
Slap him with your staff.
Slap him on the face a couple times, like a little bitch. 17.
Oh yeah, it will hit.
Alright. 8 damage.
Ooh, good shit. One hit over as much HP as he had, so he is dead. Good hit.
Y'all.
Orc D is dead.
Now I want to walk away.
You want to walk towards the gym?
Yeah,
you
I want to walk away.
I was about to say, you've got like 15 feet to the gym if you want to go to that.
Yes, I want to go to the gym.
And the goblin is about 10, 15 feet to your west is from there, so,
all right, yep.
So you're aware of your surroundings.
Perfect.
It's the other orc's turn that was fighting Archie and Miss Muffin, so that means it's Miss Muffin's turn to taste the fury of his axe.
Mmm.
No.
So, Miss Muffin, prepare. 10 plus 5.
14. So, yeah.
So, we'll call that a hit. 7 damage.
Ouch.
Ow. Ow. That's all I got.
Have it hit me.
Yeah. Ow is all you got. Archie. Oh. You need to make a death save. So, what is that roll?
D20,
and it has to be above.
I didn't
usually
mean to
above
do that.
10.
I think above 10. Yeah.
I didn't like mean
the,
to do it.
Or no, it's above the amount of last damage you took.
Oh, okay.
Or 10 if it was lower.
I was trying to click on this to see, and I didn't mean to, and I accidentally rolled it on my phone.
Oh, did it do it? What did it do? Failure or success?
Yeah, it got a natural 1.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's it say? 1 fail? Okay, yeah, you're good then. That's fine. You want to do it that way.
No, I have 2 failures for some reason.
You can probably cancel them. Just do it manually with die. Yeah.
Hey, can I actually just roll right
now?
Yeah.
You can,
if you,
if you,
right.
If you can haul the dots back out or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
So I just roll a d20 then?
Yeah, I think it has to be above 10.
So what health were you at?
I was at 8 and I took 8 damage, so I'm at 0.
So he has to roll higher than a 10. Because I think it's the damage you took if it's higher than 10 or something like that.
I got 12.
So that's 1 successful.
Yeah, 1 save.
You got to get
3 saves.
Yeah, essentially.
Ooh, that's tough. 50-50 odds here.
Hang on, let me see here.
Same thing with die, though. It's unusual to get 3 in a row. Usually you get, like, a save, a fail, a save, or...
Do I have to get like, higher than 12 next time now?
No.
Or just...
10 every time,
it should still
right?
be 10 every time since you didn't take hella damage. First one's a real asshole. You'd have them goblins throwing rocks at your corpse and doing more damage.
Did you just attack him? His dead, lifeless body laying on the floor.
He could if he wanted to.
I mean, yeah, I could. I thought you said, did I?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
cold
no, I didn't.
Way. It's cold-blooded way to play as a DM, but you could. Be like, oh, you have 24 health, and you're negative 18?
What were we trying to look at just now?
Almost dead.
What were you just talking about? What did you just do?
I have to get 3 more saving
throws. Oh, yeah, death savings.
Did you roll yet?
I already
got 1 successful. You were to 12 already.
I was just making sure.
Okay.
I had
do them all in one turn.
Rolls, right?
No, when your turn rolls back around, you do another one.
Oh, okay. I was lost.
Unless one of us comes over and heals you.
gets you up.
Or helps. Can you? Are you doing? Is that an actual D&D thing?
Yeah.
Like Baldur's Gate, where you just help one health.
As long as I can get up, I have a greater healing potion.
Best way to save a creature with zero hit points is to heal it.
I got the
healing is unavailable. The creature can at least be stabilized so that it isn't killed by a failed death saving throw. You can use your action to administer first aid to an unconscious creature.
Yeah, so that keeps...
requires a DC 10 medicine check.
Just gotta burn these damn gems.
Okay, so that essentially just means
so you just make it where they don't die, then someone has to heal.
They're unconscious, but they're stable, so they can't have failed throws, but they won't get up until you apply healing.
Or I would do spirit.
I thought that was just a Baldur's Gate thing because it was a video game.
When you make a death saving throw, roll a 1 on the d20. Wait, what? Oh, when you roll a 1, it counts as 2 failures. That's why I did that. If you roll a 20 on the d20, you regain 1 hit point.
Damn, that's rough.
If the damage is from a critical hit, no, it's not. Roll a d20. Makes if the roll is 10 or higher, you succeed. Otherwise, critical. You fail.
Either auto get up or hit 2 fails.
No, it affects it. On the third success, you become stable. On a third failure, you die. So yeah, you just have to roll higher than 10. And someone can administer medicine to you with a DC 10 wisdom medicine check to stabilize
you. So, yeah, if your wisdom's high, that'd be pretty easy for you. DC
and if you
10.
Have any medicine, yeah. Okay, so.
Is cure wounds magic?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
So, you saved
that's why I'm trying to bust the crystals.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Southern crystal is the last one. I'm going to bust the eastern one next turn.
Yeah.
Alright, it's the goblin's turn. He's going to shoot a short bow at Miss Muffin.
I walked to the eastern. I was about to bust it.
Missed.
I've been locked up in the
if you want, I can move to the southern. Eastern's got like one health.
Oh, okay.
Short bow gun.
Yeah, and then I'll move to the southern once you go over there.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get it busted.
Three
damage. And then you can go straight to healing and I can go straight to the tank.
It'd be nice.
I'm taking me out slowly.
Yeah.
Duke, your turn.
Alright. Let's see. My turn. Alright. I think I am going to move. Let's see.
You still have to smash your crystal because you cracked it, but it's still glowing.
Did you say you're going to move to the east?
Yeah, I just moved over to that crystal, right?
No, you're at the southern one.
Oh, I'm at the southern one.
You may as well knock out the southern one.
You take care of that one. I had it backwards.
Throw is a bonus action, right?
Throwing a weapon is an action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to smack that old crystal.
Yeah.
Warhammer again.
Mushroom. Smack it.
I'll just do another reckless attack.
Mushroom stamp.
Mushroom stamp it. Yes. 17 plus 7. We'll just call that good. 6 damage.
Oh yeah, she's shattered.
Okay.
Crushed.
Like a crater in the wall.
The glow breaks away.
Boom.
As it shatters and shatters.
Hope
the
freaking orcs are sweating up there.
Oh, they're roaring. They're loving it. But they're also kind of scared. Because
they
don't know who to root for.
The crystals are breaking?
Yeah. They don't know who to root for because they're liking the blood, but they also don't
getting
like all of them
about
losing.
What we're going to do when the crystals break.
Miss Muffin, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to try and stab him again.
Stabbing.
So I'm going to double roll because I'm going to dagger.
Remember that darkness I can shoot out and hit shit with?
So,
or
not that one.
It just makes shit dark.
I would say it's magic because
I don't know if it's flavor
when you
stuff
did it,
animal
it was when she kind of gave you the magic to imbue your fleas.
Give you control over.
Alright, sorry Kelly, what'd you?
So, I rolled a 4 for the first dagger.
Okay, miss. Big
and
miss.
11 plus 5 for the second.
Yes, that one will hit.
Okay, so 1d4 plus 3.
For the 3 second.
Plus
3. Okay, he is dead.
Yay!
You wipe him.
Murder.
Wiped his butt.
As Archie lays down by your feet, wounded gravely. Oh god. That sound flea stick makes when I see someone edited. Alright, flea stick, it's your turn. So, are you going to hit that gem or are you going. What was your
I'm
going
to run up to hit that gem as I slowly crest Archie's leg.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You're cresting his leg.
I'm not walking back. Yeah. fuck. There's an orc and a goblin on either side of this crystal.
There's now just a goblin left. And he is like 10 feet to your west.
Alright, so I'm going to run up that crystal and hit it
with
my stent. That is a 16?
Yeah.
Alright. 4 damage.
Okay. You hit it and it cracks and the faint glow slightly less, but she's still glowing.
Can we say that it flinched and I had a reaction and hit it?
No. Archie.
I pretended
to make your death save.
Hard to
What?
Nine.
Fail.
All right, fail. One fail.
One fail.
Well, does it take away the success, or does it?
No.
Okay.
Just one failed one.
All right, the goblin's turn. He realizes what's happening rapidly and turns to shoot you with the short bow. Foley stick sock jelly.
And I weave it because I've seen it coming.
11 plus 5.
Because you just told him.
Or 11 plus 4, sorry.
No.
No? All right. I was about to roll the damage anyway.
Fuck you, it still hits.
All right, Duke Crystal. Your turn, my boy.
Okay.
Get that goblin.
Bit far of a run.
Bit far of a run, yeah, because the goblin is about 35 feet from you.
Unless you want to get the crystal so I can automatically... Instead of wasting my turn cracking it.
Yeah, I could do that.
I have a crowbar, I could crack it.
Just pry it out of the wall.
Yeah, it would give you advantage on strength check to pry it out of the wall. You could have done that.
I do another reckless attack.
On the gym?
But what about?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, on the gym.
The southern one.
We should try to pry it out and keep it. Use it against them.
You cannot use your magic here.
I'll not use that one. 14 plus 7.
Oh, yeah. That is
15 damage.
Yeah, shattered it. And as you see it fall and crumble away, Orktagon jumps up and he goes, "What? No! No fucking way! You can't do that!" And then you feel the magic like course back into your body. And the blue anti-magic ring dissipates. So, good deal, boys and girls.
What a dummy.
Miss Muffin, your
turn. He thought it was impenetrable.
Should I just do the
one I was by, I killed it. So now what's left?
Yes, it's dead. There's one goblin left.
Okay, so I'm gonna... How far away is he?
Do the touching thing on him first, right? Cure wounds.
He is about 20 feet from you.
Bring him back.
20 feet?
Yes.
Alright, I'm just gonna run up, and I'm also gonna stick him in his neck.
Okay, go for it. Stick him in his neck.
There's one specifically that brings him, but it only leaves him at 0 health.
17 plus 6.
Yeah, that will definitely hit.
1d4 plus 4. 3 plus 4, 7 damage.
7 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
One for all of us.
How do you kill him? How do you kill this last goblin?
I run up and jab him in the neck because I got luck jabbing him in the necks lately.
It's not as much health as the other
one,
but it does work.
Miss Muffin runs up and sticks the last goblin in the neck as he falls, and you guys feel the magic flow back into Flea Stick, and Orktagon stands up and he goes, "There's no fucking way that you just did that."
Yep.
And he starts like running down, and he gets up against the north end of the cage, and he's points back towards the statue, and you see Fuckars's leg like sticking out the side of the statue, like his body's back there, and he goes, "If you He goes, "Your friend, the donkey fuck thing, he goes, I had a good talk with him, and we exchanged some good blood. Not really exchanged. He didn't get any of mine. I just got a lot of his." He goes, "So I'm going to rip this fucking cage off of here, and I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to rip your arms off, every one of you." And he's going to spend this turn destroying the cage to jump down to you. So you guys are all going
to
get pretty much one free turn to do something before he gets down.
Cage.
So...
Oh, I'm booked.
What would you guys like to do before he jumps down here?
Run straight over to Fuckars and see if he's
still
alive.
Or is the goblin dead?
I'd like to.
You can't get to Fuckars.
Oh, never mind.
Is the goblin dead?
I'd like to make a death saving throw.
Okay. Oh, well. Because
I'm down.
Oh, shite.
Well, they can do something for you. You can make a save if you want, yeah. But then they may be able to help you up. I mean, he's got his magic. You all are going to get basically one turn of action before he jumps down.
Get an 18, so one more.
Oh yeah, definitely a save. Ooh. Almost a natural 20, and you would have just got up with 1 HP, or would have gained back your 1 HP. Alright, so...
What are you at now?
I just have one saving throw left to make.
But, yeah, you guys decide what you would like to do before Orktagon, the Ork War Chief, jumps down.
I don't know what the options are.
He's literally up there. He's literally up there, manhandling the gate and just, like, ripping on it and trying to, like, rip it in half and tear it down to get down to you guys.
I'm
going to
frantically look around me and look for a way to escape.
If you look back towards the ladder that you were kind of going up towards the south,
move forward,
you can see it opening, but the gate's closed and latched, and there's obviously enemies outside of it, so.
I'm going to... Can I do something else?
Yeah. You said... Yeah, you can do something. That was just... Four. You were just...
Yeah, I was just trying to look just around.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to look up and be like, wow, how far of a distance is that for me to throw my dagger at him?
Throw your dagger at him?
Yeah.
From where you're standing, I mean, you can move closer and throw it if you'd like to do that. If you want to try to throw your dagger at him.
Like, could hit him?
Yeah, it could. I'm going to say you have to throw at disadvantage because he's up higher than you.
Instead
like
of throwing my dagger, can I pick up the
till you crit fail and it comes back
javelin off
the
ground
line.
That they were throwing at us and throw it up at him? Javelin him?
That would be hard, I think, for you to do. I believe that's strength, but you could.
Can I try?
Because it's not like a light weapon.
Can I try?
I think it would cost you an action, I think, to pick it up and have it like prepared and ready to... You can't just, like, pick something up and have it equipped. It takes, like, an action to equip it.
I can't pick it up and throw it. I can just pick it up.
Yeah. And equipped it to throw it next turn.
That would work.
I am going
especially
to be
since
like...
he holds metal fence.
I'm going to be like, wow, fuck, I can't pick up this javelin and throw it, so I'm going to be like, Duke, do something.
Duke, do something.
What's that?
Are you going to do something, Duke?
Sure. Yeah, I guess I'll use my old lightning bolt ring.
I'm going to say...
Shadouken.
Or can I? Do I have an angle to do it up?
I would say you can, but you're not going to get like advantage or any special damage from the metal. I'll just say it kind of evens out a disadvantage of being like low to the ground, since you're he's so much higher than you guys. I'll say like you're hitting the bolt, the chain, which is going to give you not disadvantage.
I
didn't
know if I could see him or if I was just trying to hit the fence.
Yeah, you're just going to have not disadvantage. So normal ass roll.
Got you. Very hooked
up. How far does it? What's the range on
100 foot?
Or
linear, yeah. 5 foot wide. Yeah. I don't think there is no roll to hit.
And then next turn,
yeah,
it's just save. Yeah, dex save.
I
don't know what the base for that is on the save.
Here, I'm looking it up real quick. Dexterity saving throw. Each creature in the line must make a dexterity saving throw, or taking 8d6 lightning damage.
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, you can do that. If you want. Yeah?
Yeah.
So... I guess I'll give... so it's a save, so... I guess I would have given him advantage to dodge it, but since he's holding a fence, I'll give rid of his advantage, so we'll just make a normal dex save, I guess.
Yeah, I figured it might hit him off the door.
Yeah. Pull up his character sheet, sorry. Okay. Oh, no. He fails it. No, 2. Plus...
Oh, no, a 2.
2.
Okay, 8d6 again.
Oh, my God.
So, 3... Oh, that's an 8. Oh boy, 14.
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of health.
15, 20, 24.
24.
Hey, 24. Oh, wait, no, he was getting 8, so that'd be 2 more. I counted to 6, so. Oh lord, 34. 34
damage?
Yes.
Alright, so, you rack that. Oh, wait, there is a.
A guy behind him.
There's an orc, a goblin. And fuck ours.
Cool, I don't give a shit.
So that is...
Oh, fuck ours is dexterous. He better be dexterous.
But not he might already be dead. They might have tortured him to death.
Used him for donkey shows.
Okay, so, fuck ours saves, but he's dead. Now, no matter what. Because he was low health and he just got hit with half of that. 20,
oh,
what was it, 34? Yeah, so.
Yeah, he would have took.
You see, like, as a bolt hits, it, like, goes around him and, like, fries him as he hangs onto a chain link, and it, like, stops frying for a second, and he, like, leans forward, and he, like, looks up, and he's like, that felt fucking good, didn't it, boys? And he turns around, and, like, there's a fried, just, like, skeleton of, like, an orc and a goblin behind him. And then he, like, looks back again, and you just see, like, twitching of, like, fuck Arse's legs back there, and then it just goes limp. It is 100 feet distance attack, so yes, it definitely
hit donkey shows
legs.
Very
body
nice.
Back there behind the thing, so.
Smashed.
Be dead.
Yes, there goes that.
He had a short and good resurrected life.
Yeah, so you got one more thing to do. Flea Stick, you can do something if you'd like to do your action. Bonus actions?
Yeah, I'm going to go up and I'm going to use Cure Wounds on Mr. Archie over here.
Do it up.
It will be a second level spell slot.
Okay.
So that'll be 2 1d8s plus the modifier.
2d8?
Yes. Plus 7.
2d8 plus 7. Damn. Oh, yeah, you're a life domain.
Yep.
So what do I do, though, since I'm...
He's going to roll, and it'll give you health.
Yeah.
So you just let him heal you.
But, it doesn't matter that I still am one saving throw.
No, you're fine. Okay. It'll get you back.
So that's 11 health so far.
Plus... Oh, yeah.
And 8 plus 7 is what? 15. So 11 plus 15. That's what? 26. 26 health points.
Oh. 26 health points. So you get all that back.
Well, I don't even have to use my
healing potion. Yeah,
that's the power of the life domain in a cleric.
Yes.
You get so many bonuses with it. So, yeah, you gain that much health back. All right, then.
And as my bonus action, I'm going to summon my spiritual weapon.
Okay, all right. Where are you going to summon it at? Does it have, like, range of where you can summon it?
It's going to be... in a defensive position against me to block me from, like...
in front of you. All right.
And this would give disadvantage to any people throwing, correct?
I don't know.
I don't know how
it works. I don't think so.
I didn't get any...
I think it literally... It just becomes, like, a summon. Like, it's a creature in the battle.
It's a bonus action, I think.
Yeah, so when you attack, you can use a bonus action to use it to attack as well. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so that's everything, then. Archie, you don't really get an extra turn because you were just brought back to life. So, then the Orctagon, he kind of just, like, rips down that cage and jumps down into the middle of the pit, which is actually right where Dookie is standing, I believe.
No.
And leaps down there, and he gets a very good initiative, so.
So is he the last one down there in the ring with us?
Yes, he's the only one down here.
Oh, let's get it.
He is hurt, but I will say he is tough, and he has a lot of fucking people around this thing to help him. He's got special abilities. This is indeed, in all purposes, a boss fight.
And I don't have any key points left,
so
besides one.
Be ready. All right, we're going to start off with the old top of the round, which is actually Orctagon's turn, because he rolled extremely good. Okay. Okay, so, it is actually Orctagon's turn first, because he rolled really good with his initiative.
I did it.
So he is going to attack with a multi-attack at Duke, and then turn around and try to spear Miss Muffin.
No,
so great axe with Duke, which is a 9. Oh shit, he is way over. Okay, 9 plus 6.
Yeah, that's it.
That would hit? Okay. 8
damage?
No, I was trying to see the pluses. Oh. 12 damage.
Okay.
That was a big hit. Okay, now he's going to turn around and he's going to try and whip out a spear and stab you, Miss Muffin.
What a fucking fag.
Does he?
Does a 12 plus 6 do it?
Yep.
Then yes, he does.
Well, she stabs me where?
Right in your uterus. Right near...
He does...
Butthole.
You do have one of those.
8 damage.
Everyone has a butthole.
8 damage, damn.
Yes, and he roars in absolute fury.
Does he?
Duke, it's your turn. He's on you. Miss Muffin's on the other side of him. Archie, you are
Oh, nice.
There you go. Let it commence.
Drink a potion.
Drink a potion.
Yep.
Okay, bonus action.
I need a potion.
Is that bonus? Oh, that was action. Yeah, bonus action. That was.
For potions?
Yeah.
I believe it's bonus action.
Probably. Yeah, you're right. I think it is.
Crossbow.
3, 5, 8, 4 plus 4, so 8, 12, 16 health back. Nice.
That is good health. That is a good amount of health back.
Yes.
Okay.
And
oh yeah, that was your bonus action. So
main action.
Yep.
Dark greatsword.
The dark greatsword.
Yes.
Well, would that be an action to equip it? Because you already had.
That's true. I did have the warhammer.
Damn it.
I mean, you can do that. You know it's going to hit hard, but...
Pull it out.
All right. As you pull it out, you, like, grab it, and it starts, like, thumping and thumping and thumping in your hand. And it's like, he's like, good. Because I can feel the anger, and I can feel the blood pumping in your hands. We're about to get some more, aren't we? And it's almost like he, like, looks around. He goes, wait, what the fuck? There's a lot of blood in here. Why didn't I get this blood? What do you say to this as you hear this in your head?
Because you drink too much of my blood whenever you drink their blood.
He just gives like a very grim, like, okay. And then it gets quiet. So, there you go.
That's how it'd be, though.
That's how it'd be.
If I were killing everybody with it, I'd be fucking... Right.
Miss Muffet.
Yeah.
Someone help me.
Your turn.
Orcagon. He dries a mummy.
He's right in front of you, and he just stabbed you with a spear.
Yeah, and I'm
watch him be like, I'm going to work on
this. So I'm going to take my last potion of healing. It's a greater one.
Okay.
So how do I do this?
I believe it's 4d4 plus 4, right? So you roll 4d4s plus 4 and take her out of your inventory.
1, 5, 7, 8, plus what?
Plus 4.
12.
Okay, so you got 12 health points back.
Is that all I can do? Like, that was my action?
That was your bonus action to use a potion. You still got an action.
Awesome. 1 sec. I put one. Points by it. 12 healed.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to now dagger him.
Okay, you'll do one dagger because your bonus action is already used for a potion. What?
Okay, well, one dagger is fine, but I rolled a natural 20.
Okay,
so I'm going to dagger him.
Roll damage twice.
Double damage.
1 plus 4 is 5 plus 3 plus 4 is 7.
Five plus seven.
Okay.
12 damage to him.
Yeah.
And then is that with bows or?
Do you add the +4 to each one of the ones you roll?
I thought you did.
Or you just roll both of them and then add +4 to the end.
On healing?
No, for crit natural 20.
Oh.
Double damage.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you add your modifier.
To both rolls. Mm-hmm.
Just not when it's offhand. Like if you're doing a normal offhand attack, you won't add it. But
you wouldn't get that less of the double damage for the
hell yeah.
Fleestick, your turn.
Alrighty. Well, I am going to do cure wounds on myself.
Very nice.
Do you need cure wounds on yourself? Okay.
Yep.
Takes your action. Do the big boy heal spell. That life domain. Level 1 or 2 spell.
Level 1.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is 9 health.
Plus, is that with the pluses?
Yep.
Alright.
I only rolled a 2.
Low roll.
And then for my bonus, I'm gonna use my spiritual weapon.
To whack him in the noggin?
Is there anybody within...
What weapon do you spawn?
60 feet of me.
What weapon did you spawn?
My lid.
Huh?
My lid.
Your
my hat, and it kind of lifted up, started humming.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so your head, your trash can lid is floating. Your trash can shield?
Yep.
Isn't that your shield, though?
It's shield, hat, spiritual weapon. I summoned it, so it's just the essence of it. It's not actually itself. It kind of just like, it almost looked like the soul of it came out of
my hat. I was just making
hat,
sure you were still wearing yours as a shield when you said hat. But yes, okay. Yeah, looks like a shield.
All right. So, I am...
What amount of damage does it say it does?
1d8 plus 4.
Okay.
Right. And that is... Oh, fuck, I'm having a brain fart.
To hit?
A 15? Is that hit?
No, it will not.
Alright.
Baby, then got the drip.
Turn ends.
Okay.
You got the drip.
Archie, your turn. You are alive again.
He's the only one in there with
you
us.
You thriving, yep, son.
Oh, God. Well, the only choice I have is to...
Alive and thriving.
Get up close to him so I can hit him. Because I don't have any... No, the only ranged attacks I have are use key points, and I only have one left.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to try to get him with the...
Noise.
The cane. We're going to see what happens. Yeah, that's not happening.
What have we got?
14.
14? Nope.
Plus
5. That was plus 5. 9 plus 5.
Oh, gotcha.
It's his turn again.
I hate that.
This big boy stuff.
He's ruthless.
Okay, so he's gonna let out his big boy roar.
Grr.
And this is called
meow.
Yeah. Danger. This is dangerous.
Get it,
he's gonna do a roar, and
thieves.
Three enemies are going to throw rocks in down at you guys surrounding him. So Miss Muffin, Archie, Miss Muffy. And Duke all make dex saves, please.
I have danger sense.
Okay.
So I should have advantage on dex saves. I can see.
Okay.
Could I see that they're about to throw a rock?
14.
Because there's three guys throwing rocks. 11 plus 3. Kind of,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah, I'd say it. Yeah, it's fine.
20. We rolled the same thing.
11 plus 3.
Okay.
14.
7.
I dodge the rock.
So... 14?
Damn.
No fucking way. 11 plus 3?
13 plus 1?
Oh, damn.
Failed.
14's a fail?
Yes.
Alright, I think I'm
this is fucked. Fucked.
Not a whole lot of damage, just enough to,
This dude's a beast. I already know he is.
No.
Yeah, you guys are gonna take 3 damage.
God damn it.
Well, this is Shitey, my boy.
Shitey, my boy.
Don't fight,
Duke Crystal, your turn.
My tag.
Oh, hit him with it.
So,
hit him with it.
I'm going to rage.
Get okay. More.
Frenzied rage.
Okay.
And reckless attack.
All right.
With the dark razor. All
right.
Ooh.
Advantage dark, the red sword of the wretched.
Yes. Crit?
Really?
Crit?
yeah, he's dead. He's dead.
Yes. 4d6 plus 6. Twice. 2.
Twice?
3. Ain't bad right now.
Good, because I was about 9, to murder this.
12 plus 6. 18.
So 18 for the first round of damage.
3.
Okay.
5, 8, 9, 12.
12.
Plus 6. 18 again.
Okay. All right, so you come with this sword, and he's like, he like sees you coming to swing it. He like puts his arm up to like block it, and it like cuts through his hand. He's like, "Oh fuck!" And you like hit him with it again. And it's like he's like, "Oh fuck, that hurts!" And it's like big cuts, but he is still standing.
Okay, bonus action attack.
Oh fuck! You got your frenzy.
Yes,
fuck.
Sir.
Frenzy strike.
16 plus 7. That hit.
Yes.
Okay. It should.
So 4d6 plus 6. Correct. 6.
Yeah.
Six. That's 12.
Ooh, 6.
4. So we're at 16. And then 3. So 19 plus 6. So 25 to
is
his
he
face.
Okay, so he had...
He said, fuck!
He had 11 health left. So yes. you cut through his hand the first swing. Like, his hand comes off. And he, like, thinks, like, oh, shit. That did not stop it like I thought. Mm-hmm. And you, like, slice him again. And then, like... You slice him again, and he, like, falls to the ground, and he's, like, very obviously dead. But Duke just keeps on swinging and swinging and swinging and swinging
lust.
Until it's just, like, blood is, like, flinging everywhere. Like, Archie and Miss Muffin are both covered in blood. Like,
no!
He's just a pulp. And then all you can hear in your head is just the maniacal laughing of the sword's voice inside of it.
Yeah.
As you just turn this guy into a bloodied mess of
yes.
a being.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.